a bit of history that I had no clue. Well, I have no clue on a lot of things, just when I think I know some of the history of this great country. And it's because of an individual who passed away that the story is becoming known. Maybe you guys were aware. I wasn't. The guy was known as the Candy Bomber during World War II. The Candy Bomber.
Hmm.
His real name was Gail Halvorsen. He just passed away. He was 101 years old.
Hmm.
And he was a military pilot, and he became known as the Candy Bomber for dropping candy during the Berlin airlift.
Well,
here's the story.
Hmm.
In fact, it says here he was beloved and venerated in Berlin. He last visited in 2019 when Berlin celebrated the 70th anniversary of the day the Soviets lifted the blockade, which was why the airlift was going on. That part of the story I remember. Remember the Berlin airlift, but never heard this particular story. In fact, the mayor of Berlin says that Halvorsen's deeply human act has never been forgotten, as some of the residents today, who were kids back during the airlift, now in their 70s and 80s, remember very well the candy bomber. When some of them were eating their first candy or even fresh fruit that was being brought in during an era when people in the bombed-out cities were starving or even selling family heirlooms just to get by. So what happened was Halvorsen first entered the U.S. military following Pearl Harbor. He was trained as a fighter pilot, served in the South Atlantic, and then he got involved in the Berlin airlift. First, it says he had mixed feelings because it was a mission that the United States was undertaking, helping a former enemy. When you think about it, I mean, really, that Berlin airlift that began was not too long after World War II. And here it's like, okay, so one day they're the enemy, next day trying to help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He says his attitude changed, though, when he met a group of children at an airport in Berlin. He offered the kids pieces of gum that he had, and he was touched by the fact that those children who got the gum were sharing the gum and sharing just the pieces of the wrapper. Feeling the wrappers, smelling the papers, and just excited the children.
That's amazing.
So he promised that next time when I'm flying, I'm going to bring you more candy.
So we know what kind of candy he dropped?
Doesn't say. It just says that he used his own candy ration with handkerchiefs as parachutes to carry the candy to the ground. In fact, here's a picture we have. It's kind of a small one, but you see him. He's standing there holding the candy. You can see up in the upper, he's got a handkerchief.
Made a parachute out of it.
Other pilots started joining his lead, and what became known as Operation Little Vittles started. In fact, an Associated Press story was headlined with a feature of this going on, and they headlined it, Lollipop Bomber Flies Over Berlin. And after that, waves of candy and handkerchief donations came in. Again, I never heard of that as part of the Berlin. All you heard about was the Berlin airlift, which is great in its own right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But this particular story, and again, the memories still live on today, especially for the older generation who were born or were of kids at that time that this was going on. Halvorsen, also part of his bio, talks about how he grew up during the Great Depression and recognized a bit of himself with some of the kids in Germany who were starving and in so much need. As his son says, a simple person with an act of kindness can really change the world.
Quite a story.
And you'd say that Gail Halvorsen did. The Candy Bomber.
Never heard.
No.
Never heard.
And again, because he passed away at the age of 101. How cool is that for his longevity and his attachment to World War II? We'll have this story for you on our online site at WSW.com if you want to find out more about the Candy Bomber.
That's a cool picture, too.
Isn't that
up there on our page. I like it.
A handkerchief and some candy tied to it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unreal.
That is just something.
Well, and those stories are fascinating as that generation continues to pass on.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing.
And like I said, maybe there are others in our audience that would have a better understanding of that history or knowledge, but for all the times that I thought I've paid attention to the World War II stories and history, and again, hearing about the Berlin airlift, that was never one of them that was specified.
Nope.
And then again, you know what? Knowing the World War II generation, probably weren't even talking about it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Maybe they didn't feel like it needed to be highlighted.
Yeah.
Right.
Part
of the job.
And you'd wonder what his kids know. Did his kids know
yep.
his involvement in all that? You wonder.
Right.
You wonder.